It's another special edition of the Shooting USA podcast, SHOT Show 2014, Las Vegas, Nevada. This time I'm in the STI booth, and I've got President and CEO Tim Dillon. Tim, welcome.
Thank you, John. It's another great day at SHOT Show.
Man, isn't it? And this booth is hustling and bustling. You might be able to hear it in the background. This place is standing room only.
It's packed in here. So we try to get the customers in here, try to let them touch the guns, feel the guns. It's all about. You get an STI in your hands, you're going to be sold.
That's fantastic stuff. And we've got a couple of new products, a couple of things I've already gotten my hands on. One I'm really excited about is the Marauder double stack 9mm purpose-built gun. Talk about that.
Marauder came out this year in response to a lot of our customers doing some custom aspects to the 2011, specifically for the 3-gun. And as you know, 3-gun's just a happening growth type of competition right now.
Yeah.
We came out with the Marauder specifically to answer those needs. 9mm fast cycling, high capacity, nice little short dust-covered light rail in the front, fiber optic sights. It's a gun that's competitive right out of the box.
And a nitride coating.
Nitride, yes. Nitride's a very hard surface coating. It lasts. It's in itself slick. It functions well, cleans up nice, and it's durable. Very, very durable.
Well, the other one that I'm excited about is one that I actually got my hands on when it was kind of in a pre-production phase when we were down in Georgetown doing the story on the employee owners and the processes at STI, and that's the Nitro 10.
It was the Nitro 10, and I remember I had a hard time prying it out of your hands after you you lit a few rounds off and shot a few magazines after that. And the Nitro 10 was one of our most requested guns from the customer. They wanted a 5-inch single-stack 10mm from STI.
Yeah.
A lot of research went into it. We wanted to make sure it was timed right, functioned well, it was going to stay together. It was simple. It felt good in the hand. A lot of engineering went into it. This tried and true 1911 design now in this high performance, high powerful 10mm round.
Well, and that was what was so surprising to me when I got to run those mags through it, was that it's really mild to shoot, almost, and maybe a little milder than your regular run of the mill 45 ACP, and that's because we've done some engineering.
It was. You know, timing is such a critical aspect in this recoil-operated 1911-type design. With such a powerful round, it's 10mm. You really have to be aware of that timing issue. We put an overpowered 26-pound recoil spring in it, a 25-pound mainspring. Those two combinations time it out right, and it's actually a soft shooting gun.
It's really easy to shoot, and it's remarkable, and it's going to be a useful gun for hunters.
Mm-hmm. Very much so. It's a crossover, defense gun, hunting gun. You know, Texas, we're invaded by the hog infestation. A lot of guys are some of the test pieces we went out and did some hog hunting with it. It's a hard-hitting round.
Well, interesting to me also was that at the point when we were in-house, I got the opportunity to see it, and we were making some design changes at that time, and I got to have a little input in that. It was interesting to me also to learn that that goes across the board. Everybody at SDI, all of the employee owners have a voice.
Very much so, and being an ESOP, an employee-owned company, the employees, after a period of time, are vested. They own stock in that company. And what a better way to ensure quality that everybody's sold on that is have that employee be an owner, be a stock owner, and put out that high-quality product. And they're involved in it, to naming the product, to designing serrations, to the input on some new designs. We had a competition for the name of the Nitro 10. I bet we had 400 name entries in there. Gave away $100 to the person with the best name and their claim to fame internationally with naming the Nitro 10 from STI.
Well, that's fantastic. And I said when we were there, and I reiterated this to all of the employee owners down there, my just deep level of gratitude, but also admiration and respect to the fact that I've been in manufacturing facilities across the United States and Europe, and we have never been so warmly welcomed with just such patience, and that allowed us to create the high quality video product that really tells the story of what STI does and how they do it.
Yes, I'm very proud of all of our employee owners in there. I love each and every one of them. They do a fantastic job, and that shows in the end product.
Yep.
We put out a high quality product, great value. It runs, it functions well, it looks good. We want to give our customers that value, and I think we do it every day.
I believe so. Excellent. Thank you for the time, sir.
All right. Thank you, John.
And more special editions coming soon.